Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
It's the 33rd annual Week in the Rockies sale of Superior Video Livestock Auction, coming up the 5th through the 8th of July from Loveland, Colorado. They'll be selling 188,000 head of cattle that week. You'll be able to see it live on SLA TV, Dish Network 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. You can go and actually check out at their website, superiorlivestock.com, exactly what will be featured each day, Monday through Thursday. And as always, you can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. One of the biggest sales of the year for Superior Livestock always is the Week in the Rockies sale. This year, no different, with 188,000 head of cattle to be sold from Loveland, Colorado. Week in the Rockies, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th of July from Superior Video Livestock Auction. At Superior Livestock, we bring the Week in the Rockies to you.
Well, Oklahoma wheat harvest has made some great strides this past week until last Friday evening, early Saturday morning, when rains came through the area, halting some producers in northern Oklahoma from finishing. Harvest is complete in most regions of the state, with the majority of wheat left around Enid, north of the Highway 412 corridor, and east around the Garber, Tonkawa, Blackwell region along the I-35 corridor. Producers also finishing up in the northwest regions of the state around Shattuck and Fort Supply and over in the Panhandle regions. Statewide test weight averages are extremely favorable right now, with most locations reporting 60 and above. A few lighter test weights were reported earlier in the season around Blackwell, Raman region, ranging from 58 to 60. In the Panhandle, some of the dryland wheat has also lower test weights due to drought stress on the crop, with some lower test weights being noted on irrigated fields where wheat streak mosaic virus was an issue. Test weights on these problem fields are around 52 to 56, but the instances were very limited. Yields in most regions have been favorable, ranging from the mid-30s to the mid-60s, depending on variety, location, and management plans. Some producers with intensive management plans are reporting yields in the mid-70s to mid-80s in parts of northern Oklahoma. Protein reports are varying across the state, with higher protein averages noted overall in southwest Oklahoma, ranging from 11 to 11.4%. In central Oklahoma, protein averages are ranging from 10.5 to 11.1%. Protein regions across northern Oklahoma ranging across the board from 10.1 to 11.9%. And then in the Panhandle regions, proteins are being reported higher, included the irrigated wheat with an average of 12.5%. Currently, harvest is estimated around 85% across the state. Well, top Republican leaders in the House of Representatives warn that the Environmental Protection Agency may be returning to the Obama-era waters of the United States definition. In a letter to EPA Administrator Michael Regan, he announced Friday the members outlined their concerns regarding the intention to rewrite the Navigable Waters Protection Rule. The members wrote, "With all the other crises confronting our nation, it makes little sense to unravel a final rule that has taken decades of agency action, litigation, and legislation to settle." They urged the EPA and the Army Corps not to ignore the input of the general public, small businesses, federal and state agencies, and the rest of the regulated community to create yet another rule that provides less regulatory certainty for the involved stakeholders. Representatives David Rauser, Glenn G.T. Thompson, Kevin McCarthy, Sam Graves, among others, also signed the letter. You've got farm news on Ron.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepard reporting.